Hello, loves, and welcome back to the Inner Mystic Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. I went for a nice little nature walk, and it's so beautiful. All of the like fall foliage is out, and some of these trees out here are so red, and I'm so curious what makes the leaves red. But yeah, it was just a gorgeous day in Oregon. The sun was out, so I got some new hiking boots, so I wore those out and went for a little walk and enjoyed the sunshine. And today I just really wanted to talk about spiritual bypassing. It's something we hear a lot about in the spiritual community, like, oh, that's bypassing, or don't bypass. And so I really just want to expand on what spiritual bypassing is. So what it is using spirituality or spiritual truths to avoid, ignore, or invalidate your experience in reality. So some common ones that I see are, I'm just going to go through like the seven main common ones I see. So the first one is invalidating your experience because it is all an illusion. So this one's an easy trap, because on a soul level, like on a higher level, this is known. But on a human level, we've come to experience this illusion as reality so we can learn, play, explore, transmute, manifest, transcend. So when someone says like, oh, it's all an illusion, it's like, yes and no, because we're here to be part of that illusion, meaning not like fall into like, you know, entanglements or deep, dense webs, but saying that we are meant to experience our humanness and really play in this playground. So like if someone's like going through a heartbreak or going through a death in their family and someone just says, oh, it's all an illusion, like that's not helpful. You need to feel and experience your range of emotions. And yeah, okay, at the highest level, it is an illusion. But you know what? I'm going through this breakup right now and my heart hurts and it feels really real. And there's lessons for me to learn in this experience that have to do with this heartbreak, you know? So the second one is seeing all attachments and desires as bad and unholy. So to individuate and create a soul-aligned life and actually manifest it, we need to have an ego. An ego is our identity, our desires, our goals, our preferences. And so we need to have an ego in order to live this life. And to dismiss all attachments as bad, like, is the attachment to my dog bad? No, like we are allowed to have these attachments. It's just being mindful of when they become unhealthy or they're not serving us. And as for desires, it comes to the same thing. Are these desires something that allow us to live a more fulfilling and soul aligned life? Or are they desires that are unhealthy for us and are not serving us? But saying that all desires and attachments are so bad and unholy is not helpful. It's about discerning which ones are healthy for you and what's in alignment with you. And so our desires are important for us in this lifetime. They help us manifest. And okay, so let's go on to the third one I see a lot, is dismissing mental health and grief. And so for this one, with spiritual bypassing, it's kind of like what I was saying in the first one, where if someone were to say, oh, it's all an illusion, and you're really dealing with deep depression or anxiety or grief, like what you and others are going through is very real, period. This affects your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. It affects your mind, body, heart, and soul. So this is not something that we can just bypass and say, oh, well, you know, I'm supposed to be happy right now, or my mental health is not real, because it is, and it's something that we, you know, as individuals need to work on and can't be bypassed. So the fourth one is avoiding real world problems. So a lot of like people who spiritually bypass, they'll like avoid, you know, real world problems, like not wanting to do like the mundane, what keeps life going and you alive, or even just like thinking like what's happening in the world is not real. And I'm saying this isn't about watching the news, but it's more so having a complete disregard for the issues and problems happening. So I'm not saying, oh, go sit in front of your TV and watch the news because you need to know what's going on in the world. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying when someone just has a total disregard for the issues and problems that are happening in the world or between other people, and just trying to bypass, like, oh, well, whatever, you know, like using spiritual truths or principles to be like, okay, well, like, this isn't high vibe or something, so I'm just gonna bypass it. But also like being mindful, right, of what you do watch. Like I said, it's not about watching the news, but just being mindful of what is going on in the world and not just living in this little spiritual bubble. And like this can even extend to like everyday obligations and relationships. So the fifth one is avoiding negative thoughts and emotions. So this is like the very thing that makes you human. Like when we densified and dropped into this human experience, like thoughts and emotions were a way for us to experience energy. And so feeling the feels is an important process in alchemy and an important process of just living and being human. You came here to break through limiting beliefs and disempowering patterns. So, you know, if there are negative thoughts and emotions coming up, then you can work on your self-love and your soul growth and really healing, you know, those negative thoughts, but avoiding them altogether, that is definitely spiritual bypassing. So the sixth one is living only in the higher dimensions. So I see this a lot with people who are first beginning their spiritual journey. Many people, when they first begin, they're initiated into their higher chakras when they awaken. So they completely bypass their lower chakras. And so when we're in the process of now bringing those higher energies into the body and rooting them into the physical body, because when we do get more light in our body, it's important for us to really get grounded. And when people are living only in the higher dimensions, they're really not grounded and rooted into reality, and they're kind of like in this la-la land. So it's really about embodiment and grounding and really working through the lower chakras. That's so important because the lower chakras are really where we hold all of the densest energies that we need to move through and heal in this physical incarnation that's very like ancestral as well. So really going into the lower chakras, they're just portals of initiation and allow us to really manifest in this lifetime with more ease and clear our trauma and karma. And so the final one that I really see often is projecting and distracting and numbing themselves so they don't have to do the work. So a lot of the times people will bypass because they don't want to do the inner work, or they'll project because they haven't done the inner work. So, I mean, the thing is, like, the truth
of this is we all spiritually bypass at one point or another. So it's just about keeping ourselves in check and being honest with ourselves, and also making sure that we're discerning, like, the teachers, the people that we're listening to, and really making sure that they're coming from a place that is grounded and rooted versus, you know, like, if they're sharing concepts, but they're spiritually bypassing a lot, you want to be discerning of who you're listening to, because the information, you know, the information you take in affects your energetic field and the way that you look at things. And so that is my TED Talk for today. And so I hope you enjoyed this episode all about spiritual bypassing. So we're just going to go through really quickly the seven main types that I mainly see when it comes, like, when it comes to the spiritual community. So the seven main ones that I see are: one, invalidating your experience because it is all an illusion. 2, seeing all attachments and desires as bad and unholy. 3, dismissing mental health and grief. 4, avoiding real world problems. 5, avoiding negative thoughts and emotions to stay high vibe. 6, living only in the higher dimensions. And 7, avoiding projecting and distracting, numbing, to avoid doing the inner work. So yeah, that was just a quick run through again. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will talk to you guys next time.